Great song. Witchy Woman is a great song. Every day this week, we've talked about this story because I have still major, major questions. This is John Sawchuk, who for months and months and months and months and months on a regular basis was harassing his neighbor. His neighbor, Davis Maturi, was shot. Considering the location, could have been killed. Easily could have been killed. Maturi and his wife had called 911. What was the report the other day? 30 sometimes. It never ended. Menacing, threatening, hate speech, vandalism, flashlight, following the wife as she's, I forget whether she was walking the car or from the car to the house, threatening to, with a gun. MPD saying that they were paying attention to this, claiming they were paying attention to this going back to April, but when they had people there, he was never outside the home. This is an individual who has had multiple other encounters with the law, and a couple of them, Dave, was deemed mentally incompetent to stand trial. So MPD's argument is, from what they've shared with us, they were concerned about who could be harmed if they went in forcefully. Blair Anderson joined us on Tuesday, correct? I think Blair was on Tuesday?
Yes.
Blair Anderson, who spent his life in law enforcement, whose default every single time is to defend law enforcement, but he is also not afraid to look at the evidence. Okay? This is Blair Anderson. Among his responsibilities, former longtime police chief is St. Cloud, who the default is to defend police because of the law enforcement background and the brotherhood he feels with that. But also, if there's incompetence, he'll call it. He was crushing MPD on this one. He admitted he's been highly praised O'Hara and had a lot of questions about what O'Hara said and did. I have praised O'Hara. O'Hara has been on this show multiple times. We've asked him tough questions. I feel like he mainly, from what I've witnessed and from people on the force, formerly in the force, I know, I've given Brian O'Hara praise. This one, they weren't good enough. They, in my opinion, weren't close to good enough. That a family has to be tormented by this guy. And by the way, he shot on a Wednesday. And they finally broke into the home middle of the night, early Monday morning. By the way, that was at a press conference, after a press conference on Friday, where individuals made up mainly of people who disagree with Jacob Fry spoke out about it. Andrew Jenkins, though, was a part of it, and she doesn't always disagree with Fry. And Jacob Fry, the mayor, said, well, they're politicizing this. They should have reached out. Dave, a lot of politicians use the bully pulpit. Jacob Fry does too. Should they have reached out directly to O'Hara first? Yeah, I agree. But city council, which Minneapolis, I rarely agree with, although there are individuals who I think are good. Latricia Vita, I end up agreeing with her a lot. And then finally, after there was more attention paid to this story, they busted in the house, something they were reluctant to do. For a long time. Well, if they find out a way to arrest this guy, going back to, I mean, it started in late 23, and then they were monitoring the house this year, April. He's not shot. But now we get to the extremes of this one. And I'm just not with this one right away without knowing a lot. And I don't see any scenario at all where I'm calling for O'Hara's head over this one. I don't. From what I know so far, I don't agree. Every time I disagree with a city and a police chief, I don't think that means I have to call for someone's head. And now, of course, my computer is locking up. But among the comments from the activists, we want his ass to resign, talking about O'Hara. We gave him an opportunity to come in here and make change. We believed in him when he came in. We didn't know him when he got here. He wanted to run the status quo, and we were continuously bodies laid down dead in the street. Is it Mavis? I don't know why my computer's locking up right here. I am not calling for Brian O'Hara to resign. They're having an after-action investigation. Marvia Haynes, I apologize. The computer was locking up. I think he still should have answered even more questions. We reached out. We were given complete Heisman. Most of the time when we reach out, we at least get something back. Unavailable. He's on Adam and Jordana coming up. Whatever. We got nothing. I think this one is so serious that the after-action report can continue. But he should be answering some questions on this concurrently. But no, I don't think he should be fired over this one, or he should be forced to resign over this. Now, maybe in this after-action report, we learn something even more damning, and maybe I change my opinion. But overall, the people I trust, and then my own opinion from observing, I feel like he has been an asset to this city. An individual should have been protected a lot sooner. They've added more police. Seems like they've built up more of a relationship in some key areas. They're still unbelievably understaffed by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So, yes, criticize. But if we're going to go with the phrase default again, that I use Blair Anderson, the idea that the default is automatically say he has to go, that's way too soon for me, Dave. And to me, again, it turns into, and again, I don't want tepid comments. I want strong opinions. But again, on controversial items, so often it's either this side is 1,000% correct or this side is absolutely wrong. And I've heard enough. I don't want to hear any more information.
MPD knows they screwed up. Brian O'Hara knows he screwed up. They issued an apology. You know, he actually said, I apologize to Davis Moturi and his family.
To the victim, yep.
We dropped the ball on this one. We either did not take this serious enough or just did not act soon enough. And obviously, it came to a horrific conclusion with Moturi being shot in the neck and nearly killed. And I have to assume his life altered now for the rest of it.
Yep.
You know, I wouldn't call for resignation. I'd wait to hear a little more. I'd like to know what the investigation finds. You know, people were calling for the investigation, obviously, of O'Hara, calling for the resignation of O'Hara and of Jacob Fry for this. And I can't for the life of me figure why you're calling for the mayor to resign over a issue of police.
I guess he hired O'Hara. Is that why? Or they're suggesting somehow Fry was in on this?
I think we're suggesting that it's people that just don't like Jacob Fry, so why not lump him in on this? So I typically, when we get a lot of calling for resignations, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it because it's usually people that have an extra grind already and, hey, let's use this and get back at it. So, but, I mean, there's still, as you said, a lot to be answered just as far as how was the situation between the two neighbors after dozens of 911 calls, of visits.
How was torment.
Yes.
Harassment.
Yes. How was
threats
it seemingly
of violence? What if that was us? And anybody listening, month after month after month, you're coming home, you're worried about your significant other, and nothing happens. I would be furious. Let's pause here and get to some text on the topic. Text coming in. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Including, you want to squeeze in a phone call? We absolutely will take calls. We're just looking for something unique to add to the conversation, but we'd love to take a phone call on the topic also. 651-461-9226. All right, let's jump back in. We'll start with a call and get to plenty of text. Dean, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO Radio.
Thank you. Chad, I was telling your producer offline there that what these police officers, since Floyd, they are, when it comes to lethal force and use of force, are so handcuffed or handicapped. This is the result. The time in between the pausing to take action is all a result of activists demanding the police do better. And when they do what they say, what do? They complain about how long it takes. And they're the same ones that are telling, that have mandated, it's been mandated, these police have been mandated to not take this kind of force.
There is a little bit of hypocrisy where certain individuals do exactly what you say. And I will not in any way deny that that after Floyd, there was a great examination of a lot of things, which also included a fair look at some of the rare officers who needed to be removed, but also a feeling of very good, competent officers who are reluctant to do their job. But I will say this, considering this was 30-some calls, and they now were specifically monitoring the house since April, I'm sorry for me, George Floyd is not an excuse in this case. They needed to do more.
How?
You go in at some point and do something. If you're next door, hang on a sec. If you're next door and you're getting harassed over and again, including hate speech, threats with weapons, you just want to say, okay, I'll just wait for the police to see the guy on the street and calmly just take him out. That wasn't going to happen with this guy, and it didn't. So finally they forcefully went in. They should have done that months ago, in my opinion.
But you see, it's your opinion. It is not what the officers, the police, the standard that they are now held to. It's in law.
There are times when why did they then go in on Monday then? Why did they go in then? Because they did with force. They didn't just knock on the door, say, come on out. So you're okay
because
if this happens to you. If you're next door, if this happens to your house, are you
not
okay?
I'm telling you. No, I am not. I am telling you that this is because of the activist mentality.
There's some of that out there. I agree. Some of that, but not every time.
This is it. They cannot do anything. The things you think they should be doing, they cannot do any longer.
No, that's wrong.
Educate yourself,
Chad. No, you're wrong.
Educate yourself.
No, you're wrong.
I am not.
Yes, you are, because there are forceful actions like police officers across the country all the time. It happens. Is there too much hesitancy, Dave, at times? Damn right. And some activists are frauds because they want to have it both ways. 100% right. But the idea that police can never go in, they then did go in. So how can you say they're not allowed to go in when eventually they did?
I don't think O'Hara's apologizing if there was literally nothing they could have done.
The police chief himself apologized. Let's do this. Let's read a few more texts on this topic when we come back. Also, if you want to call in, you certainly can. Let's pause right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.